So let's begin. Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. So we are in the middle of a sugi about Tumah V'Tahara, not the easiest stuff, but we have to go through it anyways. So the Gemara says we are now the last few lines on Nun Amud Beis, where it says Amar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. That's around six lines up. I don't think we did this yesterday, right? So we're quoting from yesterday's daf that, do we do this?
Yeah, we did.
I think it's repeating.
Oh, it's repeating. Oh,
yeah, I think it's repeating. Yeah, he looks here. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that kal v'chomer." We say kal v'chomer shim mitama tuma chamura. If this nivlas of tara has the ability to mitame tuma chamura, which means mitame adam and his begadim shlo b'machshava, you don't have to have machshava on the nivlas of tara to make it something to be mitame. So lo titma tuma kala should not have the ability to mitame even ochum mashkim shlo b'machshava without machshava as well. So that was his kal v'chomer of Yochanan ben Nuri, that there is no need for machshava for nivlas of tar, regardless of what's being mitame, whether it's adam begadim or even if it's simply ochel mashka. And the response was, amru lo, not true, the kal v'chomer is incorrect, because im amris b'tuma chamura, shekein ein yirad esokach. So we did find what it meant yesterday, but it was really, we had to explain something, but the Gemara is now asking the question, what does it mean, my ein yirad esokach, that a tuma chamura never came down to this? It's a very ambiguous statement. So Gemara is now going to spend a few lines to figure out what it means. Omer Einu Yored D'Fakach. So the Gemara answers. Amar Rava says Hachi Kamrile. This is what the Rabbanim were saying. Lo, you can't make this Kal V'Chomer because E Amar Im Rabbanim are going to say Betuma Chamura Shekein Ose Kiyose Ba, that a Tuma Chamura that is able to make something as Tamei to be just like it, and rather doesn't make it Adam like it itself. Tomer will re-Rashi in a second what this means. Tomer betuma kala she'osa kiyotiba. So Rashi explains what this kala homer. That tuma chamura ain't osa kiyotiba. Me'acha she mitame nevela esa adam. A nevela is ava tuma. So now that's mitame in adam. But that adam ain't adam osa adam chose mitame adam. That person now is only a rishon latuma. A rishon latuma cannot make another adam tame. So while the nevela, the nivas of tar, is the mitame adam, that person doesn't take on the same nature. Goes down in a level of tuma. She'ein mitame adam ela avatuma. To adam only becomes tame from an avatuma. About ochel, when the food, the tuma kal becomes tame, it can be choser u'mitame ochel. It's mitame ochel just like itself. Now that's only a dim midirabanan, Rashi pointed out. It's not such a strong kal v'chomer because midiraisa ochel is not mitame ochel. But either way, the Gemara felt at least at this stage this is a strong enough kal v'chomer, or really a question of the kal v'chomer, and that's where the Rabbanan were coming from. Eina yura dispekach means the tumah does not become like the tumah itself by chamura, but tumah kala it does ose kiyotibah. So Gemara is a problem. Gemara says Amr le'abaye. Abaye says kol dechenu. That's a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Your point is actually proving Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's point. Because Amar Le'Abaye kol dechenu ma tuma chamura dekila. That tuma chamura is a, even though it's more severe in that it's matame adam begadim, but it's really a leniency because the eino osa kiyotiba, whatever it contaminates, it makes it to lesser level. It doesn't become the same quality as the initial tuma. But matame shlom machshava, and yet you don't need a machshava. Tuma kala dechamir, tuma kala which is more severe in that it's osa kiyotiba, it does make the ochel like itself. So certainly, it shouldn't require machshava either, and that really supports the shita of chachamim. So Ella, Amr of Sheshi, Rav Sheshi said, Hachi Kamarle. When the chachamim challenged the kal v'chomer of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, it was this is the following svar. That lo im amris betuma chamura shekein eino tzricha hechsher, tomer betuma kala shetzricha hechsher. When it comes to tuma chamura, when it comes to the nivas of tar, that's matame adam begadim, there is no need for a hechsher. You don't need to be machshir the adam. You don't need to be machshir the begadim. When it comes to tuma kala, you do need a hechsher. That food needs a hechsher first. It has to come into contact with one of the sheva mashkim, one of the seven liquids. And therefore, just like there's a requirement of a hechsher for the tuma kala, so too there should be a requirement for machshava for the tuma kala as well. And that's where chacham are coming in terms of challenging the kavachomer of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And now the Gemara says, wait a second. Is it really true? Do we really hold that when it comes to nivas of tahor, when it comes into contact with the food and the liquid, the drink, it does require a hechsher? V'hatzan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah Maseches Taros, the very first Mishnah. Shlosha devarim nemru b'nivas of tahor. There are three things that were said about the nivas of tahor. One of them is tzricha machshava. It requires a machshava. You have to have in mind that it's going to be considered food. And ain't a tama ella the base of bleed. It's not tama until the person actually swallows it. And the ain't no tzricha hechsher also doesn't require hechsher. So we see clearly there's no need for hechsher. And the Gemara says no. Nihi de hechsher sheretz lo bay hechsher mayim bay. What's the difference? So when it says Rashi in the top here, Rashi says three lines down from the top, hechsher sheretz shiachshiru sheretz lavia lidei tuma. What's going on here when it comes to hechsher sheretz that you don't require a hechsher? That's referring to that itself is something that's metame. So if it touches something else, so one second here. Right. There's a difference between that which is metame or that which is becoming tame. So the source itself, that the just like a sheretz doesn't require a hechsher, the nevela doesn't require hechsher, the mace doesn't require hechsher. The item itself that's tame doesn't require hechsher, but the item that's touching the food does. So when we say the mishnah here that doesn't require a hechsher, that means the nivas of tar itself, the dead bird, that doesn't require a hechsher. That's fine. But the food that's contaminating, the food that's touching, that does require a hechsher. So that's the difference between the that davar hametame and the davar that's becoming metame. So then the Gemara says, okay. So then the Gemara says, Maishna hechsher sheretz d'lobai. What's the reason that the nivas oftar itself doesn't require hechsher? K'detani d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to see a brayse in the name of Tana d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. Hechsher ma'im nami lo tibai. So for the same reason, we're going to see in the same brayse, it doesn't require water to be makabel tuma. The food doesn't require water either. K'detani d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. What's the brayse? The Tana d'bei Rabbi Shmuel. Hechsher ma'im. That's right. I'll call zera zeru asher yidra. That anything, any seed that gets planted. So what's the whole pasuk here? The pasuk reads, "V'chiyipam nivlasam al kol zera zeruah asher yizra tarhu." So if the nevela comes into contact with any zera, anything that's a seed, so then it's not tame. It remains tahor. How is that possible? Nevela touches zera. How is the seed not tame from the nevela? So the Gemara explains, "Mazura mishein sofel tame tuma chamura tzrichin hechsher," because zera, the seed, is an item that will never come to a level of a tuma chamura. So then it's only a tumakala. That requires a hechsher. So since the case of the pasuk, the nevela touches the zera, the situation where the zera had none of the mashkim. So, but that's again, the zera is an adavar, that's ein sofa the tamay tuma chamura, and tzrichan hechsher. Afso too, kol she'ein sofa the tamay tuma chamura, so too any other item that's not going to ultimately have a tuma chamura to it, it's going to remain a tumakala, it's not going to be able to metame adam or begadim, that also requires tzrichan hechsher. Yah said this is all to exclude, says the Braisa, to the exclusion of Nivlas of Tower, Shesofa Litame Tumachamura, She'ein Tar Hechsher. This is all coming to exclude a Nivlas of Tower, which is an item that will eventually lead to Tumachamura. That if a person eats it, it will Matame Adam and Begadam. That indicates it is a Tumachamura, and therefore anything that touches it is going to be metame even without a hechsher. So what we conclude from this is not only does nivas of tar itself, the animal, not require hechsher, but even that which it comes into contact with also doesn't require a hechsher. So the Gemara therefore rejects that whole interpretation of eini or edis lekach. It's not referring to a hechsher or not a hechsher. So what's it referring to? And the Gemara finally concludes, back to that Kal Vachomer, gets easier after this, so don't worry. And the Amar Abba, Rava says, V'seim adasei rapapa, shum tuma chamura ba'olam, shum tuma kal ba'olam. They weren't being very precise when talking about this Kal Vachomer in the question. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi on top here, the first narrow line down, Rashi says as follows. Shum tuma chamura, shum tuma kala. We're asking just a general question of chamura, tuma chamura, and a general question of tuma kala. Lo, as follows. Rashi explains what the question was. Im amris, if you're going to say, but tuma chamura, din hu shemetame b'lo machshava, we understand that which is tuma chamura, it makes sense to be metame without a machshava. Shelo matzinu shum tuma shishma tuma chamura. We never find there's tuma chamura, shetei tzrich hechsher. Never does a tuma chamura require hechsher. Tomer, but tumakala, you're going to say tumakala, the ochlin of mimetame food. Sha'afa pisha zo eino tzicha hechsher. Even though the particular case of nivas of tar is a unique case, that this particular case doesn't require hechsher for tumakala, but in general, hare kol ochlin yeshalem shim tumakala, but the general category of tumakala is all those foods Shichim Hechsher, and therefore that was enough of a flaw to break up the Kal V'chomer. So again, even though Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is talking about Nivas Ov Torah, that doesn't require a Hechsher at all, still the Chomer Span, we can't look in the detail of Nivas Ov Torah, we're looking in general. And in general, Tuma Kala requires a Hechsher, and therefore breaks up this whole Kal V'chomer.
The origin of the Kal V'chomer is that we're comparing a Nivlas Tahor. What is the other comparison? To general Tuma Kala?
No, the Kal V'chomer from Yochanan ben Nuri himself was within Nivas Ov Torah only.
Okay.
But the Chomer felt you could still raise a question of the general workings of Tuma Kala.
But he's talking about a niblat of tahor, right? That is tuma chamura.
Correct.
And he's comparing it to which case of tuma kala?
If the nivas of tahor is tame tumas ochel and mashkin, if it comes into contact with tumas ochel and mashkin.
Not with Adam.
Exactly.
Within the same niblat.
Exactly.
And it's going more on the item that is metame and not on the item itself that is actually creating the tumor.
Exactly, right. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down in Aleph from an Aleph. Rabba says, Moda Rabbi Yochanan does agree, Le'inin Meiser, the Machsheves Chibor Shema Machsheva. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan said on yesterday's daf that a Machsheva of a person of Zra'im, that's Mechuba Lekarka, L'achiz Adam doesn't work. Meaning what? I plant my seeds for Achiz Behema, and while it's in the ground, I said, you know what? I want to have this actually the Olshin. I want to have this for the Meichel Adam. We said that doesn't work for Tumah purpose only when it's detached, when you're able to do it. So even though normally Machshava B'Karka B'Mechumer doesn't work, he agrees, back in the Gemara again, read it again, Rabba, Umo de Rabbi Yocham, Yochanan agrees, when does a Machshava S'Mechumer work? The Inan Meiser, the Machshava Shchibur Shma Machshava. With respect to Meiser, that will affect. What does that mean? So the same idea. If you want to have a Michael Behema, Olshin, and use it for Michael Adam, you can change it over. Now that item will be subject to the halachas of separating Meiser. So Gemara says, Amar Rava wants to know, Minah, how do I know this? Who says that Machshava's Meiser works even when it's been Mechubur? The Tzman, the Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah Maseches Meisos, that says, Haseyava Ezova Koronis Shebechat, so these different types of items that grow from the ground. Imhayu Nishmarim Chayavim, if they're protected, meaning they're not Hefker, so then Rashi says, the Havamina here is, it's protected from Eichel Adam. So it's Nishmarim from Eichel Adam, so then it's Chayavim Meiser. So Hechidam, what's the case here? Ilema Dizarinu Mitchila Adam Tzichla Neymar. If initially the farmer planted these seeds, the Seyah and the Ezov and so on, for Meichel Adam from the outset, so of course it's Chayav Meiser. What's the Chiddush here? Anything planted for Meichel Adam had a din of Meichel Adam and it's Chayav Meiser. So that's too obvious of a case for the Mishnah to have to teach me. El Alav, is it not a case? The Zarinu Mitchila Lebehema. They initially planted these items, the Seyah and the Ezov, the Koranis, for Meichel Behema, for my animals. But then Katani, the Mishnah says, Imhayu Nishmar Chayavim, that if I change my mind, if I wanted to have it for Meichel Adam, so the din would be that it would now change, the machshava would be effective. And therefore, we see that the machshava's mechubur is a machshava legab by Meiser. So Gemara says, not a good raya. Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, no, I could say a completely different case here. Hacha bechater she'alu me'aleya maskin. We're talking about a field, not where you planted the seeds, where it just grew on its own. So there's never an initial machshava in the first place. Stam la'adam kaima. So when things grow on its own, so we assume stam foods that are edible for Meichel Adam, even though it could also be used for Meichel Behema, stam zra'im are la'adam kaima. So hachi kamar, this is what the price of the Mishnah means. Im chater, Mishnah meres, peroseha chayavim. If that which grows is for the, protected, that's, assumed to be for the Adam, so then Chayam B'Meiser. Vimlav, if the Bailim don't care for these things that grow, they're mafker it, so then Peturim, because we know the Din of Hefker is Pater from Meiser. But again, it's not where you planted it and changed your mind. Nothing to do with Machshav at all. It's talking about a Stam Das. What is the understanding here? So we assume all Stam things that grow are from Eichel Adam, but unless the guy's mafker, he doesn't show me, he's not protecting it, then there's a different reason to Pater, not because it's Meichel Behema, because it's a Hefker, and that's why Hefker's Pater from Meiser. So therefore, it's not a proof that a machshava bel mechuber is a machshava legabe mais. So then the Gemara says further, Meis Rav Ashi kol shechayavim b'maisros mitamim tumas ochlin. Anything that's chayav b'maiser, which means it has to be food. So then, by definition, it's ochel and it's mitamim tumas ochlin. It's subject to tuma. Vim isa, if it's really true, ha ika hani dechayavim b'maiser ve mitamim tumas ochlin. So listen to this case now. If we're really saying there's a distinction that machshavas mechuber works for maiser, but it doesn't work for tuma. So I have the olshin or seya that's grown in the grass, grown in the ground for Meichel Behema. Now I want to have it for Meichel Adam, so now it's Chayva Meiser, but it's actually Pater from Tuma. So this breaks up that that Mishnah, the statement. So I just created a case here that's Chayva Meiser and Pater from the Halachas of Tuma. So it must be that Machshavas Mechuber doesn't even work for Meiser as well. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, Rava says, Hachi Kamar. The way the Mishnah is understood of Maiser versus Tuma is Kol Min Shechai B'Maiser Metame Tumas Ochem. We're not talking about the detail. We're talking about the type of species, the type of growth it is. So every type of Min that's subject to Tuma, Maiser is subject to Tuma. Yes, you could create a detail for a technicality that it's not going to be Chai Tuma in this particular case because the Machshava only works for one or the other, but the type of min we're describing here, whether it be Seya, Ezev, Akronis, or even Olshin, those are items that are Chayiv and Meiser, and they're also Chayiv in Tuma. That's the type of min, even though, again, I could create some strange case where it'll be Potter in Meiser, but the species are all Chayiv in Tumas Ochlin when all the various details are there.
So this case that we're saying that is strange, he would be mechuber and originally for animals, and then he changes. What is mechuber? He changes for
Adam, Michael Adam.
And then when he does the ksira, he does it without machshava.
Correct.
And so then we would say
chayv meiser
till he does the ksira. But doesn't somebody always do a ksira with the machshava that he's going to do it for? Meaning,
I don't know. Whatever the guy didn't have, whatever the case is, the guy didn't think about it.
Hired somebody else. Yeah. You know what it is?
Whatever the case is, there was no machshava somehow.
Normally, the second that you do the ksira already becomes chayav.
Yeah, if there was a machshava afterwards, then Eidech Hanami would be chayav. But this time, somehow there was a case, there was no machshava.
There was no machshava.
Yeah,
could be. As long as it's connected, he changes his mind back.
In theory, I guess you could say, we didn't see that. In theory, you can, but I don't know, we didn't see that yet. So then the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistava, this makes sense to say this as well. Midikatani, from the fact that the Sefer says, this is referring to the Mishnah actually in Amud Beis, it says the following klal. Kol shechai bereishis hageiz, chai b'matanos. Any animal that you chai to give the first shearings to the Kohen, so you also chai b'matanos, which is the Yisrael chai b'keva, which is a din to give the 24 manos kuna. And one of the manos kuna is to give the Yisrael as an arm of the animal, l'chaim is the cheek area and the cave is the stomach. You give every chulin animal, you give those parts of the animal to the kohen. So any animal that's chayv in reisha gaze, you have to give the shearings to, like a sheep, that the matanos, you chayv to give the matanos as well to them. And v'yesh chayv matanos, they're animals that you're chayv to give matanos, such as a cow, v'ein chayv reisha gaze. There is no Indian of reisha gaze, of the first shearings of the cow, so that's a klal in the Mishnah. So let's understand this. Now, Vim Isav, it's true, Haika Trefa, isn't there a Trefa? You have a sheep that's a Trefa. So even though it's a Trefa, you're still Chayiv in the Reisha Gaze. The first shearings you have to give to the Kohen, Veina Chayiv Es Matanos, but you don't give the Matanos, the Zerol Chayiv Vakeva, because it's a Trefa. So here, we just created an example where there is Reisha Gaze, but there is no Matanos. So doesn't that also break up the Klal of this Mishnah? And the Gemara says, no, again, the same thing, that it must be that it's a type of species. Yeah, there are going to be technicalities we can find different exceptions, but the overall min, you never have an exception of that overall species here as well. But the Gemara says, not true. Ravonin said, that's not a proof in the Mishnah Reish Gaz, because you could say, Amar Ravina, Harmani, who authored the Mishnah by Reish Gaz? That's Rabbi Shimon, the Tan, Rabbi Shimon, Pot es a Trefa, Reish Gaz. He actually felt that if you have an animal, a sheep, that's a trefa, you'd be putter from reisha gaze. So according to Rishimon, every single case where there's a chi reisha gaze, there's a chi even matanos. You have matanos, but you never have a case where there's a chi reisha gaze, and there is no, because a trefa for him is putter from reisha gaze. That's the sugya in Maseches Chulin. So then the Gemara says, Amr Shimi Barashi, Tashma, he wants to bring a raya now to prove what? He wants to prove the din that when it comes to the Mishnah, so the equations, ratio, gaze, and matanos, is all about the minim and not the particular details. So what's his raya? So Toshma Maskir is karmo, a guy's maskir is kerem. And any time the person is the maskir is the kerem, he's not chayiv for any of the dinim of matnas anim. He doesn't have to give nicer or payer, it's hefker. However, the next morning, Hishkin Baboker, he wakes up early the next morning, Ubatro, and begins to harvest and collect all the grapes. So that's his way of saying, I want to reclaim my kerem. So what's the din? What's he chayvin? What's he not chayvin? So the Gemara goes on to explain that he's chayv in peret, which is leaving over any leftovers of the grapes. Ba'olos, which is also din of the clusters, that may have small clusters. The shicha, he's chayv anything he forgot, he's chayvin. And the pay, he's chayvin all those different regular dinim of kerem. And the one thing he's pater from is pater mina ma'isa. Ma'isa he's pater from. So ha'an on tam, but don't we have a mission that says, kol shechayv pay chayv ma'isos? And this we just said is chayv in peah, but we also said it's pater in maisa. So this particular case here goes against this klal. Elav shmamina min katani shmamina. We're talking about, again, the overall types of food we're describing, not the particular details or technicalities that could create certain exceptions. So Gemara now quotes a Mishnah from Meseches Peah. It's not Hassan. The Mishnah says the last few lines of Amud Aleph here, that modim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva, that the chachamim greet Rabbi Akiva, b'rizareya sheves, when they plant a particular vegetable, all chardel or mustard, the shai mosholosh makomos in two or three separate areas, they're not all one together. Shinosim peya mekolachav yachad. In this case, even though Chacham argued in other cases where there are different rows of vegetables alternating, they'll agree by different patches, you could have one peya, will cover all of them. So that's the din in the Mishnah Maseches Peya. So now the Gemara says, v'ha sheves, timechayiv bepeya, umechayiv bemeiser. So don't we have a klal that Shevis is a type of item you chayev to keep payer from, and you're also chayev to take meiser? How do you know you're chayev meiser? Ditznan. Kol shechayev bepeyah chayev meiser. So we know that the klal, so since we know from the Mishnah that clearly Shevis is subject to payer, we also know then it must be chayev meiser from this other Mishnah. Again, kol shechayev bepeyah is also chayev meiser. Now, one step further. We also know that Shabbos is metame tumas ochin because of the other mission we have that kol shechai b'maiser chai b'tumas ochin. So we just made a few jumps there. Starting from peah is what we have as a given, and we're able to extend it to maiser, and now we can extend it again based on the Mishnah to tumas ochin. Alma, we see kol mili da'avid l'taima. Shabbos is a type. Did they define Shabbos, by the way?
Dill.
Dill. Okay. So dill. So dill is a spice. It's not a food. It gives flavor. So the klal is alma kol mili davi l'taim. Anything used to flavor something, such as dill, mitame tumas ochlin. It's subject to tumas ochlin. Even though it's not a real food, it's a spice, that's sufficient to be tumas ochlin. Now, the high sheves l'taim avita, because dill is certainly for the purposes of spicing, of seasoning. Now, the problem is we built this all up to create the following question. We're mini. We have a Mishnah Maseches Uksin that says Hakoshet v'achimama Rashi besamim v'atia v'achiltis v'apilpulin v'chalas charia. All of these are different items of spices of whatever the spices are. They're clearly spices, and the din is that even though they're spices, they're not really considered food. Nikkan b'kesev meiser. Kesev meiser referring to meiser sheni. When it comes to meiser sheni, you have fruits in your field, and you're supposed to bring your fruits to Yishalayim, but there are too many fruits, so you end up putting onto money, and you bring the money, you bring it to Yishalayim, and you buy food when you're there. Well, you have to buy food. Are you allowed to buy spices? And the Mishnah says you're allowed to buy spices even with Ma'aser Sheni, so we see it does qualify as food. However, even though you could use Ma'aser Sheni to buy these spices, the Mishnah says, V'ein v'tamin tumas ochlin, divrei Rabbi Akiva, they're not subject to tumah because they're not called food. And continuing on the Mishnah, Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, now im nikham b'kesem meisher, mibnei ma'ein metamin tumas ochlin. He says, no, if you could buy them in meisher sheni, so then the food. So why would it not be metamin tumas ochlin? Vim einam metamin, and if it's not tamay tumas ochlin, then af heim lo yilakhu b'kesem meisher, you shouldn't buy with meisher sheni, meaning you can't separate the halachas. Either the meisher sheni and tumas ochlin together, or they're neither one. You can't have one yes, one no. That was the response from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And furthermore, Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Nimnu v'gamer, we had a whole vote, and we decided that she'ein nikha mekesem meiser, ein metamei tumas ochlin. If it can't be these items, the halacha is you cannot buy them with meiser sheni, which also means they're not subject to tumas ochlin. That's the conclusion. So now we see from the Mishnah Uksin that spices are not called ochel, they're not subject to tumas ochlin, yet in the previous discussion we concluded, it wasn't clear, but we were able to conclude from a couple of Mishnayos that sheves, dill, and other spices are subject to tumas ochlin. That's the question.
So So when the Mishnah says kosher chayav bepeah chayav and meiser, includes meiser sheni also. All type of meisers.
No, not necessarily. It's talking about meiser, regular meiser. But we know from that which is chayav and meiser is able to be metame tumas ochlin. It's a different direction.
But when it says, and the second one, when it says kosher chayav and meiser, metame tumas ochlin, it includes meiser sheni.
That's meiser sheni, the second Mishnah, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rechisa, so what's the answer? How do we reconcile this machlokas? And the Gemara answers, Kitanya Hahi, when we have that Mishnah that says that dill is metame tumas ochlin, b'shevas ha'asuya le'kamach. It was a dill that was made, prepared for eating purposes. For kutach, there's usually a wheat-based milk common ingredient, which there is meant for food and not for the purposes of spices, of seasoning. So if it's for spices, it's not subject to tumas ochlin. If it's sold or prepared for eating purposes, then it is subject to tumas ochlin, and that's the difference between the different mishnayos. So Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Amrisa l'shmais, I said this discussion, kamid of kana in front of Rav Kana. And lo tema, and don't say that b'shevas hasuya lekamach hastama lekterem. Don't say that, okay, only because you dafka made the dill for kamach, for this food, is it subject to tumas ochlin. And then you would conclude that if it's a stam case, you didn't have any machshava, you assume stam case is actually made for spices and not subject for the kadeira, which means to spice the kadeira, but not as a food. Don't say that. Make sure it's clear. Ela stam shevas lekamach asuya. The truth is, stam dill, if you don't know any better, stam dill is actually used for kamach, which is for food purposes, and you would assume it is tumas ochlin. It's only dafka if you use dill for tavlin, for spices, only then, if that specific intention, only then is it not subject to tumas ochlin. So how do we know this? That stam sheves is omed for eating, and is makabel tumah. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us an oksum. Hasheves mishenas natam b'kadeira. The sheves, the dill, when it adds flavor to the kadeira that you're making, the item you're cooking, so then ain ba mishum truma. It's not subject to truma because it's not called food at all. Vein matamet tumas ochlin either. But if it's not being used to flavor kadeira, then yesh b'mishum truma umetame tumas ochlin. So we see now itak da'itach stam kadeira. If you would assume that the stam das of shevis is for the purpose of flavoring kadeira, kilo nesanami. Even if you don't add it to the kadeira, you should assume stam kadeira. El shmamina, we can conclude that stama l'kamach asuya shmamina. The stam das of a dill is for the purposes of eating it, and not for the purposes of flavoring it. Okay, now the rest of the daf is slightly easier.
So we still have a question.
No, we answer it. Again, if it's for food purposes, it's tumas ochlin. If it's not food purposes, it's not tumas ochlin. And we just brought a raya here, the last piece here. What's a stam das of shevis? Stam das is for the purpose of eating, not for kedera.
Right, but in the Mishnah, it says, ha'koshet ve'achimun ve'roshet besamim ve'atiyah, it says all that it includes, but it doesn't include the...
It does, but that's talking about when it's used for tavlin. When it's used for tavlin, for spicing purposes, for kedera, then everyone agrees it's not tumas ochlin.
But we say that stama is not for tavlin, and here is stama.
So that example...
Meaning the Mishnah doesn't say kama, it's a stama kama, and stama is the kama. No?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, so then the new Mishnah begins as follows. Nun Alpha and Beis says, Kol shechai b'reisha geis, chai b'matanos, that which is chai giving the first shearings like a sheep, you're chai to give matanos as well. But yesh shechai b'matanos, there are items, food rather, animals. You have to give matanos, such as a cow, but ain't chai b'reisha geis. There are no shearings to speak of by a cow, so you have that clout. And further, kol sheyesh lo beer yesh lo shvis. Any food, rather, that's subject to beer is chai b'n shvis. V'yesh sheyesh lo shvis. There are those that are chai b'n shmita shvis, but not chai b'n beer. Ain't lo beer. What does beer mean? The lach is that we're going to see in the Gemara that when the food, during the Shemitah year, all the food is hefker. And anyone's allowed to take it. But let's say the food is no longer available in the fields anymore. So if it's not available to the fields to the Behemah and Chaya, then the din is any food you have at your house inside for you, you must burn the Zechiyah beer. There's a requirement to burn it. So anything that's Chayv and beer, Mimela has to be part of Shemitah. There's nothing to speak of.
Right.
But you have an item that there's Shemitah years, but there is never a beer because it's always available in the fields, and therefore you can always have it whenever you want. So Gemara wants to know, Kigon, what's an example of this? Kigon, Ola Halof Shota Vahadindana. Sheyesh la shviyas ve'ein la beer, that these items apparently are always available. I don't know if I have an English translation of these.
No.
second one was mint.
Mint. Okay, so mint's always available, apparently, and the first thing also, whatever that is also always available. Iker haluf shoter viker hadanduna dichsiv. They're written in the pasuk of hamtechalachaya shibra artecha tia kol tuasal lechol. That if your animal, your wild animals have it in the field, then for you it should be tia kol tuasal, so you can eat the grains. What does that mean? So the klal is, we have this many places in Shas, this Joshua, kolzman shechaya ochelas minasader atam achil v'emtecha bebayis. Whenever the wild animal could find it in the field, so then you could feed it to your domesticated animals inside. But kolachaya minasader, if it's no longer available, then kol v'emtecha, you have to wipe it out from your animals eating it, shebebayis, v'honey lo kalilu, but these mint and the other food item are never unavailable, they're always available in the field, and therefore you could always have them even during the entire Shemitah year and even afterwards. This is of course very important. These halachas of beer, when it comes to wine and other things, it's a very relevant halacha. And when it comes to a certain chart, they'll tell you like what time of year the food's no longer available. Like certain things, it ends in May or June or July. They'll let you know what point there should be an inyan of beer. That beer could be, eating could be a scheme of beer as well. But that's a whole other halacha of getting rid of the shvita. Fine. The Mishnah now says, kol sheyesh lo katzkatzus yesh lo sinapia. So anything, back to the same klal here. Now we're talking about a fish. So kol sheyesh lo katzkatzus, anything that has scales, so yesh lo sinapia, they also have fins. So yesh sheyesh lo sinapia v'ein lo katzkatzus. We do have items, fish, that have fins, but certainly don't have scales. That's the klal. A kol sheishlo karnayim, any animal that has karnayim have horns, yeshlo tlafayim, they have split hooves. The yesh yeshlo tlafayim ain lo karnayim, but you do have animals that have split hooves, but don't necessarily have horns. So the Gemara says, kol sheishlo katzkatzus dog tower, any fish that has scales is a kosher fish. Yesh yo sinapir, ain lo katzkatzus, if it has the fins but doesn't have scales, that's a dog tamen. So the Gemara says, wait a second, michti. Anan a katzkatzus is tamachinan. All we really care about scales. Because we just said every animal with scales has fish, have fins. So never look for the fins, just look for the scales. Once you have scales, mabela.
Why did it write?
Exactly. So the Gemara says, what's the need for this? This is a exact copy from the Gemara in Chulin that has the same shock of Retaya. So the Gemara says, sinapir de kasa rachman alamali. So why does the public say sinapir if it's a really unnecessary simon? Ilo kasa rachmana sinapir, I had not said the word sinapir. Have a mina would have thought, my kaskazes zichsiv, sinapir. I would have defined the word kaskazes as maybe that means fins, and that would have been an incorrect simon. But if you dog tummy, dog tummy would be kosher. And therefore, kasa rachmana sinapir vi kaskazes to teach both of these simonim, the hasha dichsiv rachmana sinapir, and also the kaskazes. So now we know one is fins and one is scales. So how do you know kaskazes taka means scales? How do you know maybe it means fins? The hash dechsev to minalim the kaskazes levusha. Who says kaskazes referring to a levush, a covering, some type of shield around the fish? Dechsev, it says in the pasuk as follows. It says the pasuk in Shmuel that the shiryon kaskasim hulavush, referring to, I believe, like the chain, the armor that he would wear. That's the lashon of kaskazes. So just say katzkatzes. Now that we know that katzkatzes means some type of armor, so just write katzkatzes, don't write sinapir. It's unnecessary, and the Gemara says, you're right, it was an unnecessary word, and yet, the Torah wanted to have more words and more ability to learn things, and therefore they had a superfluous word, it just adds for more opportunities to learn. Interesting din. The Mishnah now says in the bottom here, and we'll finish this Mishnah, it goes pretty quickly, kol atan bracha la'achav, any item that requires a bracha afterwards, certainly tan bracha la'fanav, certainly requires a bracha prior. But yesh shetan bracha la'fanav, vein tan bracha la'achav. You do have situations where there's a bracha before, but there is no bracha afterwards. So what are these cases? La'asui amai, la'asui yerek. Apparently, according to some of the Tanaim, there was vegetables require bracha before, but don't require a bracha afterwards. However, the Rabbi Yitzchak, the Mevarch Ayerek, so according to him, who thought you do say a bracha afterwards, namely, Borina Fashas after a vegetable, so what does this Mishnah refer to? Lasuyamaya, that there's those who hold that water requires a bracha before him, but there's no bracha achrona for water. But the Rapapa, the Mevarch Amaya, Rapapa felt that even a bracha achrona is required for Maim, so what's this case of the Mishnah? Lasuyamaya, Lasuyam Mitzvos. To include mitzvahs, that mitzvahs, we all say brachas before mitzvahs, over l'siyafan, but there's never a bracha achrona on a mitzvah, and that's what the Mishnah is describing. What about Livnei Marava? What about in the West, in Eretz Yisrael? To Mevarchei Basa de Talika Tulayu? Asher Kedushan b'mitzvot v'itzvano lishmar chukav. So they hold there was taka brach lachrona after mitzvah. So what do they hold? The Mishnah is coming to include lasuyei reichani, that everyone agrees that there's only bracha rishona for smelling, but there is no bracha achrona after smelling.